Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, friends, just to eat your breakfast and maybe avert your eyes from those market numbers. Yes, Dow futures are down well over 200 points this morning. The S&P futures down about 32 points. Gold up 57 bucks, hovering around $1,710 an ounce, and oil trading near $83 a barrel. This AAA ratings business, Louise Story is still with us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. It's a little fuzzy. I mean, I'm looking at the S&P list. They still have a AAA on Australia, Austria, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Netherlands. Maybe we should just step away from the rating stuff. What's a AAA and what's a AA plus?
Well, and many of the rating agencies disagree. It's rare they all agree on, you know, all three of them say a country is AAA.
And again, we should bear that in mind.
Bear that in mind.
In trying to analyze all of this. But the reason we asked you to stick around is this story you have this morning with your formidable ally, Gretchen Mortensen. And, you know, if I was the head of a company and I saw a byline of the two of you about my company, I think I would lose a little bit of sleep. This morning, AIG planning to sue Bank of America, and it could end up being the largest single suit on mortgage bonds filed by a single investor from the whole financial meltdown. It's a $10 billion lawsuit. AIG claiming that B of A gave false information to AIG about the quality of those bonds that AIG was insuring and had to pay out at least $10 billion in claims on, right?
So rewind a minute and just remember, AIG was that gigantic $180 billion bailout that the federal government had to give, and we, the taxpayers, still own most of AIG. And the reason AIG needed that bailout was because it insured mortgage bonds and it outright bought a ton of mortgage bonds. And these were $28 billion of mortgage bonds that AIG purchased. And they say that they incurred $10 billion of losses on them. And they say they want to be compensated, that it, you know, it drove their company toward the ground. And they say that Bank of America, Countrywide, Merrill Lynch mismarketed the quality of the loans that were inside these mortgage bonds.
So this story that you and Gretchen Mortensen did for the Times this morning exclusively makes a statement that B of A lied to AIG. They exaggerated. I mean, what is the claim here?
So AIG in its complaint, which is expected to be filed today, will say that they lied or they mismarketed or they misdescribed, use whatever the words you want, what these loans were. For instance, saying that a higher percentage of them were owner-occupied than really were, that, you know, people were living in the homes, saying that the loan-to-value of the mortgage to the value of the home was lower than it really was. They are also going to claim that Bank of America and its affiliates misrepresented to the rating agencies what was really inside these bonds, which therefore gave these bonds higher ratings than they should have had, and AIG wouldn't have purchased them, they say, without those ratings. Now, Bank of America has already responded to us, and they say that AIG was a sophisticated investor, that they were recklessly buying these things up, and they were seeking this yield, and so this will be battled out in court. What's notable here, we've had a few smaller cases coming. We haven't seen anything this big filed, though, by a single investor. And these cases are being filed every day, more and more, by private litigants, even as the federal government is winding down its own investigations of the crisis with bringing very few criminal charges. You know, just last Friday, the government announced they have closed their investigation of Washington Mutual. The DOJ is not bringing charges there.
Criminal charges.
Criminal charges. Right. And they closed that investigation. They said they did not find criminal evidence. And we, over the weekend, we were talking with people who told us that actually the investigation of Countrywide has been closed as well. It's been known that it was closed against Mozilla months ago, but we just found out that they're not looking at the company or anything, anyone else or anything in the company anymore related to the failure of Countrywide.
Mozilla, the CEO of Countrywide.
Yes. There.
All right. Now, Countrywide is a part of
Bank of America now, yes.
So is Merrill Lynch.
Yes.
In some sense, this lawsuit is all about who said what to whom at the time that those affiliates were acquired, right?
Well, not only when they were acquired, the lawsuit's really more about who said what to whom when these bonds were created and sold to investors. So we're talking about back in 2005, 2006, 2007, when AIG and other investors all over the world were buying these bonds. What were they told about them? And actually, we have not gotten a lot of facts from anyone about whether this crisis was mainly stupidity and greed, or whether there was outright fraud and lying. And because the government is winding down its own investigations, it may be in court, through discovery, in private litigation like this AIG lawsuit, where the public will learn what really went on here.
Now, the public owns AIG. I mean, really.
The majority. It's majority owned and probably, that's right, we'll probably own them for a very long time, because it will take a long time for us to sell out without moving the stock price down too much.
And this lawsuit could only produce $10 billion in damages, with maybe a $500 million additional punitive damage, which is what they're claiming, right?
Well, so they're asking for $10 billion, but I'm also aware of their plans to sue Goldman Sachs, to sue JP Morgan, to sue Deutsche Bank. We wrote that today in the story as well. And those lawsuits could possibly yield even additional money. So if they are successful, you could see tens of billions of dollars returned to the company, thus benefiting taxpayers who rescued the company just 3 years ago.
All right. So here's the head scratcher for me. If the federal government owns most of AIG, which means the taxpayers, and AIG is suing to recover this money, presumably to get its balance sheets back to the point where it can be independent, essentially, is Bank of America looking at a lawsuit from the federal government right now, or is it really AIG?
It really is AIG, because since AIG paid back the money it owed to the New York Federal Reserve, its executives have been operating very independently. So they were operating with a lot more checking in with the government. Of course, they still check in with the Treasury Department now, but they're really running pretty independently since a refinancing last year. And so it's by the company. It's not being driven by the government.
And this lawsuit only adds to the level of uncertainty that we're seeing in the markets all day today, right?
Absolutely, because these liabilities for the banks are potentially huge. It's not clear if the banks have enough money to cover them all. Now, of course, these lawsuits may not be successful, but there's a lot of uncertainty about how and when the banks can put this mortgage mess behind them.
Trying to get $10 billion back from Bank of America, AIG is suing. It's an exclusive story in the New York Times. Our partner, Louise Story and Gretchen Morgenson, wrote the story. Louise is with us. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you.
Louise Story, of course, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.